The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
Today's show is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. If you go to AdamandEve.com right now, you'll get 50% off just about any item. A free sex swing.
Why are you looking at me like that, buddy?
You heard that right. Oh, because Tom.
You think that's a load-bearing sex swing, buddy?
Huh? Okay, it's not for Tom. Free sex swing and free shipping if you go there and use the code GLORY at checkout.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from
Cognitive Dissonance.
Jesus.
From Cognitive Dissonance in Glory Hole, Chicago.
Jesus Christ.
This is
344 times.
This is Chicago Dissonance.
It's better than that floppy New York Dissonance. It's not all fucking greasy. It's not some fucking shit stain, garbage on the street, sewer rat, New York garbage Dissonance.
What do you have right now that you could flash back in the oven for me that's been sitting out all day? What do you have in a pizza that's been out all day?
What do you have that a fly's landed on?
Do you have anything with cockroach eggs on it? Yeah. I'd be very interested in your mouse dropping cockroach egg pizza. Is that a possibility? Yeah.
You know, I love that the scathing guys, they came out here and they had a criticism that our pizza took too long to cook. And that's because somebody gave a shit about it while they were cooking it. Right? Like,
exactly. You know, right?
Nobody gives a shit about fucking flash frying some fucking onion rings or like making a pizza yesterday, sticking it under a fucking heat lamp. And like letting it sit out until enough homeless people scrape together $3 to buy it slice by slice. Like, our pizza takes some fucking time to cook because it's crafted with some fucking love.
No kidding, right? It's like, so do you got any like Sbarros around?
You know, when you make a pizza that uses actual cheese and not fucking drippings
so
or whatever.
Funny. So funny.
Foul fucking bullshit.
So you're saying I got to wait for it.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, you got to make it from scratch?
What is
that about?
I figured you just have seven or eight of them laying around.
Some of it off your shoe.
I don't know. Look at that pile of garbage over there and see if you can scrape some out.
That's amazing.
Anything you can form into a triangle, you can basically call New York pizza.
Is there anything that's teetering on the 4-hour rule?
Oh, I'll have two slices of Danger Zone.
And a side of E. coli. If you could just mix that right in.
Oh, yeah. Can I get some shitting blood with that? That would be great.
You're in luck. That's our special.
Recording live. From Glory Hole Studios in Chicago. This is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical. It's political.
We can do this.
And there is No, welcome, Matt. This is episode 344 of Cognitive Dissonance. And this is the second time in 2 weeks that we have started recording at fucking 10:30 at night after working all day.
Yeah.
And we got to get up early tomorrow. So this is going to be another slap happy episode. I feel like I've been fucking punched by fucking silly pillow hands. That's what I feel like right now.
You will be.
I know. And I'm not worried.
In this corner.
Whatever. I've read enough history to know the white guy always wins. I'm fine.
So true.
even if I hit him first, he'll get arrested.
I'll selectively edit the video I take. So when they show up, I'll be like, no. This
dash cam, dash cam.
A long black cock, long black cock. A long black cock. Long black cock.
Ah, so this is a timely.
Timely?
Not timely anymore. It's from The Independent. Whatever.
It's fine. You know, this weekend is kind of considered...
It's Valentine's weekend. Really? It's goes after, for a whole... Right? How many days does that go?
Because it's after.
Well, why can't it... Can we...
You could have done it before if you're fucking...
If you're a
premature ejaculator, sure. You could do it before. But...
What do you mean, if?
Do you have a return policy?
This story comes from The Independent. Pakistan bans Valentine's Day for being un-Islamic.
Okay.
So, way to be fun, Pakistan. I guess. Oh, man, all that celebrating that Pakistanis were doing. Yeah, oh, let's get out and do something fun. No, wait,
Hallmark,
we're Islamic?
Hallmark is just crying in their Cheerios right now.
Oh, no, the 0.00000000001% of our revenue that went to Pakistan.
Exactly.
Right? It's like fucking one fucking Hallmark card.
I want to read part of the article. It says the order was in response to a private petition which argued the festival promotes immorality, nudity, and indecency.
I'll be there at 3.
Under the guise of celebrating love. It also promotes half-naked children shooting people through the heart.
Otherwise known as ISIS. So it is Islamic.
It's Islamic at heart.
Yeah.
It's Islamic at heart.
There you go.
Yeah. And you know, it's like those Red Bull commercials. Red Bull gives you wings. Right. They just throw them off the building. You know what I mean? It's like that fluke tug. Every gay person over there is like a fluke tug. They just throw them off the building.
They're just as successful. It's just blurp. They give them all a Red Bull. Like, that didn't work.
Yeah.
That didn't work. That didn't work. No? This commercial must be some kind of metaphor. It's not working at all. We lose more people this way.
Oh, man.
God. Yeah, so no more heart-shaped burkas or fucking whatever you were going to buy your sweetie.
It says in 2005.
I got you some jewelry, honey, that nobody can see you wear because it's under your burlap ghost sack or whatever you're wearing. Why don't you go fucking catch Pac-Man or whatever you got to do all day?
She's wearing the blue one. Pac-Man catches her then. You got to make sure you're either wearing the pink or the green, the red, because if you start wearing the blue one, Pac-Man catches you. And that's, you don't want
to
be
you
in
that
position.
You come home to your many wives and it's like, this is Inky, this is Blinky, this is Clyde. This is Clyde. I got to throw Clyde off a roof.
Well, when you throw them, they kind of go boom.
There are some
umbrellas, they float down. That's why you can't throw the women off. At least got to stone them over there. This is the worst segment we've ever done.
No, it's not.
So mean.
This doesn't even vie.
So
this doesn't even vie for third in the worst segment we've ever done.
So I want to read another piece that says, in 2015, Pakistan's top Islamic clerical body.
Hey, now.
That's like a dad bod.
How do you win that?
Threatened.
Top clerical body. What's the swimsuit portion of that program look like? The clerics come out sashaying in their cleric swimsuits.
No, they just have the big, they have those burkas on too. They have big old robes and shit.
And you get a burka. And you know what? The whole country gets a burka. And you can't take it off.
The clerical body threatened to issue a fatwa against the sale of condoms following reports that they were being sold together with chocolate to mark Valentine's Day.
Well, you just got to get a chocolate flavored condom and then you're good to go. It's like chocolate and peanut butter. Two great things.
I seriously have no idea where I'm going to store my chocolate if you take away the condom. Actually, I just
the lube helps him go down. Yeah, he's here.
I store it in there. I microwave it and then I just shoot it all in my mouth. It's like one of those pornos, except for it's brown instead of white. So yeah.
I'm not into the ebony stuff, man. That's not for me.
They also have religious police in Saudi Arabia. It says religious police banned the sale of Valentine's Day goods in 2008, telling shops to remove all red items.
Red peppers are just like, what did I do?
I didn't do anything.
Just a fucking red pepper.
Exactly.
The fuck?
First aid bandages. No, you can't have those. No. But they had to remove all red items, a move which is said to have led to a black market.
You've got this all mixed up. Oh, Pakistan.
Oh, gosh.
Pakistan, bringing the fun since night and ever. No.
And, you know, on Valentine's Day over there, do they have like a Hallmark card for the gang rape? Is that
oh my God.
Is that a thing they have? Like, do you all get to start it?
And the point that the psalmist is making is when a nation sacrifices innocent children in abortion or infanticide, that is a sacrifice to demons. It's like food for demons, using that expression metaphorically. What I mean by that is that act of the shedding of innocent blood, the most innocent among us, it empowers satanic forces.
It's from Christian News. St. Louis passes proposal adding women who've aborted to non-discrimination ordinance. And I read this, and the reason I decided to keep this story is because it had to be necessary.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because this has to be a big enough deal that enough employers are like, how do they even find out? How do they even find out you've aborted anything?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
well, it's not just employers. It's also people where you live, like people you.
No, like, you can't rent. You can't rent. People don't want to rent to you here, if you've had an abortion.
It says in part of the article, this is the people. This is actually because the article is slanted towards not like this is a bad idea.
Yeah, it's
right?
From
this is
Christian news. Yeah.
So it's slanted and it says, but faith-based organizations expressed opposition to the proposal, stating it instead promotes religious discrimination against those who don't want to be complicit in the evils of abortion. They're not asking you to steady the coat hanger. Like, what the fuck?
It's like a game of operation where it's like, I hit the side.
Hey, boss, I'm going to be a little late today. Is there any way you can come over to the hospital and hold my legs while they shop vac me out? Is that a possibility? Can you do that? Not like you're complicit in anything. It's none of your fucking business, man.
Well, what about if you're the landlord? What about if you're running a home abortion clinic? I don't even know. Like, I'm not sure how to finish that sentence because it's so patently absurd. Like, you're renting. It's like, okay, so I'm going to need your credit history. I'm going to need references from your last two places of residence. And we need your abortion history, please. I've had two. We're a one abortion limit sort of domicile here.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Or if they're running a home abortion place in your, then all you have to do is just remove the garbage disposal and they can't do it. So you take that away. They won't have anywhere to get rid of the biomedical waste.
You can tell on garbage day if it's like recycling garbage and then the red bag with the fucking biohazard thing out there. It's just full of babies. It's just full of babies. It's just bags full of babies. Look, I've been a landlord. If the check clears on the first, I don't give a fuck what you do with that house.
Babies.
I'd be like,
crystal meth, that's fine.
Again, if the check clears on the first.
Crystal meth babies, that's fine too. Yeah, whatever.
Time to go again if the check clears.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It says again, this is a person who is against the bill, says, this horrible piece of legislation will now force city residents to be unwilling participants in the abortion business by requiring business owners and individuals to tacitly approve of any reproductive health decisions made by their employees or tenants. Tell me again.
Yeah.
How this is small government.
Yeah, this is the biggest possible government.
I mean,
right?
Because you got to tacitly approve every time I get filled up with baby batter. Like that's, I have to fucking run that up the ladder and be like, Yeah. Hey, can I talk to the super real quick? I just want to get fucked. And I wanted to ask him if that's cool. These people that say small government, they're like, oh, you know, we're the party of small. This isn't small government. This is fucking all up in your uterus.
Yeah, like, it's crowded up there, too. Well, yeah. It's less crowded once you have that
exactly.
abortion.
If
though.
They shop back it out,
yeah,
it's no
fine.
Problem.
Yeah, plenty
no
of room problem. Now.
It's the same. It's very similar to the Hobby Lobby thing, right? It's like, you know, your employer gets to decide what kind of birth control you have, what kind of, you know, what kind of reproductive rights you have. That's bullshit.
You know, but that's all tied into the problem of employer provided medical benefits, right? This whole shenanigans where your employer is tied in any way to your medical making decisions by providing a set of benefits or compensating for your purchase of a set of medical benefits. Like, your employer should have fucking nothing at all to do with your fucking medical decisions.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have anything to do with what decisions you make. And they certainly have no right to a thought about those decisions, right? Unless they adversely affect your ability to show up and do the fucking job.
If they have any kind of say in it, they would probably be cool with the abortion. It's a lot cheaper than the baby.
Sure, right?
You know what I mean? Like, the baby is a lot more expensive.
Every time somebody gets pregnant at my work, I consider it terribly inconvenient.
Of course.
And rude.
Yeah, of course. You know? Yeah. And I know that at your work, you just pass the shop back around. It goes just, station
here it
to
is.
Station.
I keep one in the corner, you know, just like, hey, I just have a passive aggressive sign. So it's like, please empty after every use. Management.
Don't leave it full again, Karen.
It's
sick of cleaning up your fetuses.
It's always more full on a Monday.
And wipe out the microwave. You're done with it. And those two things are very linked, actually. God.
Why is the refrigerator full of fetuses again? Guys, bring your leftovers home.
Or at least sell them to Planned Parenthood at the end of the day.
And do you sell on consignment? It's like a fucking baby thrift shop.
It's the secondhand store, but I can't guarantee they have two hands. Okay. They may only have one hand. Number of limbs is variable, actually. So
the number of current listeners is variable. Who's still listening to this thing?
Abortions for all. Very well. No abortions for anyone. Abortions for some, miniature American flags for others.
Yay! So this comes from Vox. Oklahoma lawmaker, pregnant women's bodies aren't their own because they are hosts.
To Kandarian demons.
I love the signage from the protesters. Oklahoma, leading the way. ... Backwards.
I like that we live in a country where we have to have a sign that just says trust women.
Right?
Like, that's, where that's a sign that's one of those things that you would need to say out loud.
Yeah, we're still having this argument in 2017,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
We're just like, hey, you know, half of us are people.
Oh.
Just, you know, want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Half of us are people. So
what this bill is about is basically someone would have to get, the sexual partner would have to get a permission slip from their other sexual partner. So the woman would have to get a permission slip from the man to get an abortion. And I want to
read.
I love
that you're calling it a permission slip.
It is. Because
it sounds like, you know, like when you send your kid on a field trip, like, I, Tom, allow Jane to get an abortion. You sign at the bottom,
yeah,
and
exactly.
It's like, what time is the bus coming?
And they're
3 o'clock. Okay.
And they're printed on a certain kind of paper, so you can't forge it. But anyway, I want to read the cognitive dissonance that comes out in this because it's so amazing.
Okay.
Representative Justin Humphrey said this, and so just so you can get the full taste of the cognitive dissonance that's happening here. I believe one of the breakdowns in our society is that we have excluded the man out of all of these types of decisions, he said.
Oh, Jesus.
I understand that they feel that it's their body, he said of women.
I understand that they feel like it's their body.
I understand what they feel.
I just want to emphasize that it's not.
Here's the thing. Nobody cares about your feelings, okay? He said of women, I feel like it's separate. What I call them is you're a host.
What I call them.
What I call them. those things is a host.
First of all, this guy never calls a woman, no. right? Because none of them will answer his calls anymore.
No. It says, and you know, when you enter into a relationship, you're going to be that host. And so, you know, if you pre-know that, then take all precautions and don't get pregnant, he explained. So that's where I'm at. I'm like, hey, your body is your body and be responsible with it. But after you're irresponsible, then don't claim, well, I can just go have this, go and do this with another body when you are the host and you have invited that in. What the fuck?
What?
Seriously, like it's totally fine. What he's trying to say is, look, the man needs to be involved in these things. The man needs to be involved in this. He needs to give a permission slip because we think life begins the moment a penis enters a vagina. Okay, so life begins. Whether or not there's a life in there, it doesn't matter. We're going to pretend there's a life in there.
Right.
And so he thinks that the man needs to be involved then. But the woman needs to be solely responsible for birth control.
The language that he's using is so crazily us and them, so crazily other, so insanely, insultingly misogynistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
You couldn't be more like, eh, those disgusting, nasty, vile women with their stinky vaginas. Like, he's just horrible.
They're like
he's
little stink horrible. Fish, and they just puke. They just puke shitty babies out of their fucking veg.
Now, the concern, obviously, is if this isn't bottled up in San Francisco, this kind of nonsense, then it's going to be spreading across the entire fruited plain, and you're going to be going to your Burger King in Des Moines, Iowa, and you're going to have a rainbow-colored wrapper for your Whopper.
So this story comes from World Star Hip Hop. Malaysia.
This is Gay Style 10.
He can do it on his own.
Yeah, you bet he can. But he likes it better with Strong Bad, that's for sure.
Oh God, that's awesome. That's old.
That's old school.
Wow. I can count to G. Malaysia openly endorses gay cure therapy. Malaysia urges gay people to cure their sexuality by fasting. Well, I don't think not eating food is going to make you want to fuck different genitals.
I think it makes you hungry for the dick, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's like, man, I haven't had any semen in a really long time.
At a certain point, you're just like, or, you know what? I just eat semen at this point. I'm really hungry.
Or just
I skip breakfast. So.
It's the semen replacement plan. It's like you have semen for breakfast, semen for lunch,
and then a sensible healthy, dinner.
Sensible dinner.
And then bukkake for dessert.
The weight melts off or slides down your face. Exactly, you know, one or the other.
You actually scrape it off into a champagne glass. But anyway, cheers. But anyway, I want to mention, it says in the article, it says in the 3-minute video, I guess Yakim, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Starts with a J and ends with an M. Yakim said sexuality was like learning to ride a horse. I mean, if you're a dude and you like guys, it's like riding the baloney pony, I guess. So.
A bucking bronco. I feel like, this is a guy who fucks horses. Yeah. I'm just saying. Sexuality is like running to ride a horse.
Do they get to wear those weird little, when they're learning about their sexuality, they get to wear those little tuxedos that the people ride when they ride the horses and jump the poles?
It's not get to, it's have to.
Have to.
It's have
yeah.
to.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's, wear the little hat, the derby. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, he thinks that gays can be cured.
Right.
And it's funny because...
Well, hold on. I want to read. It says... some methods suggested for people to try to change their sexuality were to marry the opposite gender or to subdue...
100% foolproof.
I can't
just
even...
ask that preacher in Colorado. 100% foolproof. Foolproof plan.
That is like the recipe for the worst life for two people.
He's thinking of a dude every time he inseminates his wife.
It's the only way you can do it.
Oh, God.
Or to try to subdue sexual desire.
And when you do that, the baby comes out gay.
That's how gay people are. If you think gay thoughts.
If you think gay thoughts.
Like right at the moment of ejaculation. The moment you're just like, ah, are gay sluts. It's, fuck. Oh, yeah, shit.
The gay sperm are empowered God. And they fight their way to the front.
Honey, fall down the stairs. I had a gay thought. Just right. I'm sorry. It was just, it came over me. I found it on Pornhub.
I was thinking about Tony work and his tight buttocks.
The gardener. He was just like clipping those.
Get his shirt off.
I know you fell down the stairs just yesterday.
Why it looks like
thing.
Guy Fieri. And I love Guy Fieri.
I just watch him eat those hoagies and I can't stand it.
It says the 2010 Film Censorship Board of Malaysia said it would only allow depictions of homosexuals on screen if they repent or die. They must love the movie Philadelphia. They love that movie.
God.
Oh, God.
Is he going to die? Oh,
Tom Hanks is going to die slow.
There we go.
Agonizing death the entire movie.
Well, they like Brokeback Mountain. That guy dies.
Oh, God. They got to love Brokeback Mountain.
But do they both die in Brokeback Mountain?
Do they both? I don't remember.
Oh, no. I know.
Doesn't one guy get gay bashed to death?
So maybe you can watch half the movie.
Yeah. Gyllenhaal gets gay bashed to death and Ledger.
Right.
Ledger.
It's just sad.
He like hugs his coat or whatever at the end of the movie. Any movie where gays die is good.
That is monstrous. Isn't it so monstrous? What a garbage country Malaysia is. What a garbage country.
You can only watch it if they repent or die.
Oh, that's just your option. What a, this is a garbage place.
That is an awful thing.
And this, and the guy who's saying
this. You can watch home movies from like ISIS, though.
I love this one.
They can watch, you know. The death of Matthew Shepard.
Right.
That's
just Stoned
fine.
Alone. Yeah. This is great. Stoned I love this alone. One. that's a good great. One. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Oh, Learning to Fly.
Oh.
No. Mm. No. Oh, how about Crash? No. Okay. No. That's after Learning to Fly. That's the sequel.
Well, I thought that the point of the church was to worship God and the boy fucking was just incidental.
No, it's just the other way around. The point of the church is the boy fucking. All the other stuff is just busy work.
So this comes from some fucking random Australian news site. We can't figure out where from. ABC dot fucking Australia internet or whatever they have there. Fucking backwards, swirly pants fucking country. Pedophile priest Raymond Cheek, Anglican church surprised by 2-year jail sentence. Yeah, I was surprised by his 2-year jail sentence too. This guy fucked kids for like 30 years. And they're like, they gave him a 2-year sentence?
Yeah, it says Judge Birmingham sentenced Cheek to 3 years imprisonment, but reduced it to 2, so it was not a crushing life sentence. And when you're 85, 4 minutes in jail is a life sentence.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, too. It's like, oh, is there some guarantee he makes it to 88?
Yeah.
The motherfucker's 85 in prison.
Yeah.
Like, and he's a child fucker. He's an 85-year-old. Defenseless, fucking paper-skinned, liver-spotted pedophile. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'd shiv this guy.
Yeah.
He'd be the first guy I'd shiv. I'd punch fucking holes in this guy like a 3-ring binder. Patunk, patunk, patunk. Are you kidding me?
You wouldn't even need a shiv. You could just use your finger.
Just pop him like punk, a water
punk,
balloon.
Punk. Yeah, exactly.
We got to only put him in. Maybe Australian jail's different. Like, maybe they're fucking polite or something there. I don't know, but I doubt it because it's a fucking prison country. So I'm pretty sure they know how to prison down there.
Exactly. Right?
It's just full of fucking kangaroo spiders or whatever fucking howling koalas or whatever garbage they have there. I don't know how that country works.
They spend all that 6-year sentence or whatever inside of a pouch of a kangaroo. It says Cheek's defense lawyer, John Davies, said his client had a predicted life expectancy of just over 6 years.
What?
And I was like, 6 fucking years? Was he like diddling the kids and stealing their organs? Like, what the fuck? How the fuck does he get 6 years? 91?
91
this guy?
Is his predicted
now,
age?
Look, when I'm 85, I'm going to be thinking 91. I'm going to be like, 91 all day, bro. Let's do this. But when I'm looking at it now, I'm like, dude, I'll be lucky to be 85.
Look, I'll flip that back. I'll be lucky to hit 58. 85. What is this guy like, a fucking marathoner? Are you kidding me? Oh, he's kidding. Wait, really? He's in amazing health. He when he fucks those kids, he does it with viv and vigor. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't believe how long he can last. He's gonna break a sweat.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the thing is if he would have been caught for this 20 years ago, they'd have given him 20 years in prison, right? But he's caught for it now, and they're giving him 3 years.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's total bullshit. Die in jail. Like, why would you look at this guy like, oh, I don't want him to die in jail. I want him to die in jail. He's a child fucker.
Yeah.
Like, why? We got to be nice to him. We don't want to ruin his life. I'm sorry. He fucks children. Well, let's ruin his life.
Yeah. Well, look at what, you know, these guys that get shuffled around by the Catholic Church happen. You know, that happens all the time.
Right.
They get caught and then they get shuffled to like fucking Brazil and then they're running their hand through some like native kid's hair over there.
I remember that.
That guy just gets fucking transferred over. It's like, oh yeah, no problem. I could just fuck kids down here because they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't look up my past and I can go fuck kids wherever they move me to. They can move this guy around. You know, what if the church keeps him in as part of the group? You know what I mean? They're like, oh, well, we're just going to hide him off in some rectory somewhere. He starts running a children's group somewhere.
Yeah,
they do. That happens all the fucking time.
It does seem to be less than the Anglican Church. So the Anglican Church kind of came out and they're much less. They seem less complicit than the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church seems.
Yeah, they're
aggressively
totally
complicit.
Totally fine. Yeah.
Fucking let us know when you're out. Send us letters to let us know when you're out in advance. So we can lube the kids up for you first. Yeah. Like, they're just like, we'll pre-lube
for
the
communion
boys.
Gift, they get KY.
This is the body of Christ. This is the body of Fernando. Yeah.
And this is how Fernando's going to enter you.
Oh, God.
He's going to transubstantiate right in your rectum. So last week, Tom, we might have had a premature ad.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. And you know,
don't judge.
You know, the thing is if you have a problem with that, our sponsor, adrenaline.com, can help you. You see, we advertised a free sex swing last week that they did not actually have until this week.
Well, sorry, guys.
So if you were looking for a sex swing you could hang on your door and you thought, hey, maybe I could get it last week.
You can get it this week.
You can get it this week.
You don't want to rush into a sex swing. This is something that you want to get free now, not free in the past. And since it's not the past anymore, you can get it now by going to adamandeve.com and entering Gloria at checkout. Not only will you get a free sex swing, which hangs on the door, but you will also get 50% off almost any item and free shipping just by entering Gloria at checkout at adamandeve.com.
Yeah. All you have to do is just enter that in. Enter that code in and you can be banging on the door in no time.
Front or back? Do you have to make a choice?
I saw that swing.
I think you could get to the back door. You just kind of have to tilt the hips. You can make it work.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can make it work. Determination
that's,
and lube.
That's for you energetic people out
there. Do your squats. This is from Right Wing Watch. Dave, Coach Daubenmeyer.
That coach.
Public schools are
coach.
Not a coach.
I love how we have to walk that back every time we do it. It's like, because you want to say, you're from Chicago, so you want to say duck coach. And then you're like, no. Ditka is not like this guy.
And I don't even like Ditka.
Yeah.
Like, he seems neither like, do a, I. He's like a Republican
fucking,
asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole. With a fucking crazy mustache.
I think so.
Mustache.
He's got a fucking broom up there. That's what it is.
The thing is he's got a long way to go between the bottom of his lip and his nose.
He does have an excessive amount of lip space.
And it's perfect for a mustache.
It's like a dry erase board.
It's made for that sort of thing. Like it's like a fucking, it's like a fucking shoe brush on there.
It's a street sweeper. It's like a fucking Dave Dobmeyer, the coach. Not a coach.
Not a coach.
Public schools are engaged in this spiritual raping of children. And that's why my boy goes to Montessori.
Is that like the real rape of Nanking in any way?
No, okay. But I do want to say before we, it's not at all. It's not. It's,
look at his face. It looks like he's dropping a
he's
deuce.
Pooping. It's totally a pooping
he's
face.
He's all red and he's scrunching. He's like really pushing.
I do want to point out real quick that there is an irony that the public schools are spiritually raping the kids and the Catholic schools are physically raping the kids.
All right, here we go.
The education of the children is paramount. The Christian education of a children is paramount to a culture. It's essential to passing our values to the next generation.
Okay, if you think that this is so super fucking important, then when your kids come home, teach them about Jeebus and all that.
Just keep them home and teach them about Jeebus.
Right. You have that option, yeah. Right?
I mean, shit. You could teach them about nothing but Jeebus.
It's not like the kid comes home from the school and you're like, well, I'm glad I don't have to teach you anything at all. The school raises you.
Yep, yep,
I don't do
yep,
anything.
That's exactly
like
it.
The kid comes home, you're like, I don't have this fucking food in a bowl on the ground. Yeah. I don't know how you work. I figure it out.
Just turned on this picture box for you, though. So you sit in front of there and watch Fraggle Rock or whatever watch today.
Where do you guys poo? I don't know. What is there a litter box for you? Your kind? Like, really? It's called parenting, you stupid shit.
Why can't we get godly people, Christians and pastors, to understand the importance of putting money not into plasma TVs? And
who buys a plasma TV in 2017? Really? LCD or
LCD or bust at this
come
point.
Come on, what are you doing? A plasma TV? You broke ass motherfucker.
Look at these people buying these big, large tube TVs.
You can't even, and like, I know he's trying to say flat screen, but you can't even buy a TV that's not a flat screen. Where would you get?
I don't even know.
A box TV.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you
have one that's like a lot thicker?
They don't even sell it at Goodwill. Like, Goodwill doesn't even want that shit.
Do you have one that's like 17 times thicker than that one?
What do you have that weighs 100 pounds and takes up my entire house? Did you have a black and white TV and a giant console made by Zenith? You know,
actually, I'll take a tiny one. If you could put a giant magnifying glass in front of it, that would be tits.
Praise and worship, but into the education of children. What's wrong with us? Why can't we see this? This need to be able to do this. Why can't we? I don't know.
Way to ask a rhetorical question, then answer it meaninglessly. Now I've forgotten your question. All I know is your meaningless answer. I'm like, oh, you don't know. I don't know. I don't care. Nobody gives a shit.
But what's going on is the raping, the spiritual raping of children. So, whoa, coach, that's pretty harsh words. What is it? See, when we think of rape, we think of sex. You know, rape doesn't always have to do with sex, that he raped her. Have you ever heard of somebody coming in and say, well, that guy came in and he just raped that company? Or he came in and, man, he raped the foundation right off from under those people. They didn't even know it.
Wait, what?
Raped the foundation?
Wait. That's an energetic dude.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, we call him Jackhammer.
God damn, I'm fucking, I wouldn't even be mad. I'd just be impressed.
He's Woody Metalpecker.
I just be like, oh, fucking knock the whole thing down. Fucking bleeding all over the place. Whatever, buddy.
He raped the foundation. Do you like it, foundation? Do you like it? Huh?
He's got to get that work done in under 4 hours or he has to call a doctor.
We're having spiritual rape take place right in front of us. And the churches don't even recognize it and aren't doing anything to alter it. This is big, man. This is big. Better for you to put a millstone around your neck, I say, than to allow your children to be taught that homosexuality is normal. And that two men can get married and two women can get married, to expose that to a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10.
Just keep 11, counting. Kids get older as years go by.
14. I guess it's not at 14. It's not as bad.
And then the numbers get bigger as they add one to the prior number.
Could you imagine exposing a 6-year-old to the fact that people love each other?
What would they do?
I don't even know what they would do. I literally don't even know.
I can tell you.
Oh, what would happen?
I have kids that know about gay people.
What would happen, Tom?
Well, they don't care. They go play Legos.
Yeah.
That's it.
They literally don't care.
It means nothing to them. It's like, sometimes two boys love each other and he's like, yeah, okay, fucking who cares? Can I get more peanut butter in my sandwich? Like, it means nothing.
Yeah.
It means nothing to a kid at all. Like, it's not even a conversation. I cannot have a conversation with my 10-year-old. I can't do it about gay marriage. The conversation would go like this. Sometimes two guys get married. He'd be like, fucking, can we go to Noodles and Company for lunch? Like, he doesn't care at all. He doesn't care at all. It's it. Like, he wants to watch YouTube. It means nothing.
I grew up in a generation where, the civil rights sort of was still bubbling over and ended a little bit right before I was born, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was still animosity to black people in this country, pretty bad when I was growing up.
Sure,
I grew up in an area that constantly dropped the N-word from where I was when I was growing up. I knew people who said it all the time, and so And the fact is like, I grew up not racist. I grew up thinking that was weird. And there's going to be kids that are going to grow up in the exact same way, right? Where you know, like where gay marriage is a big deal for people in our generation and older.
Right.
The younger generations are just like, who, what? I don't understand what the big deal is. There's no controversy here. So what? So people like each other. Who cares?
Yeah, it's a total non-starter. Yeah.
And so know? I feel like, you know, we've all, I feel like your son is a great example. I know it's just anecdotal, but I can't imagine he's alone in this not caring about it. And I even think, because I grew up around, you know, my dad was prejudiced. When I say prejudiced, my dad was racist. You know what I mean? Like my dad was racist. And I grew up around that. I can't imagine that there's going to be kids now that aren't going to grow up around homophobic parents that aren't just going to be like, that's fucking, I just listened to that growing up, but man, it was just garbage.
You know, it's ugly, yeah. Right? Because you're raised, the thing is, at some point, your peers are a bigger influence on you than your parents, right? And that hits sooner rather than later in your life. And then it continues for the majority of your life, right? Because we're only raised by our parents, you know, as the primary figure that helps us through development for the first 12 years or so of a 70 or 80 year life.
Yeah.
So most of your life, you're influenced more by your peers than you are by your parents.
Sure.
So if your peers are like, yeah, man, that's not what we don't give a fuck. Then for most of your life, you're surrounded by people that don't give a fuck about that issue.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly it. Right. And I find a lot of, and there's a great deal of hope in that. It's like, you know, I know that there's a lot of people like Dobbenmeyer out there that are going to be like, oh man, this is the worst thing ever. Right. This is the worst thing ever. And there's going to be a lot of kids that hear this, that are going to hear this mantra. It's the worst thing ever. And there's going to be some kids that are going to fall into it and be like, yeah, it's the worst thing ever. And they're going to carry it on.
Yeah. The repressed gay kids.
But they are going to be, there's going to be a lot less of them. Yeah. There's going to be a lot less of them as time goes on. It's just going to weed itself out.
The Bible says they're going to eat their arms. The Bible says they're going to eat their babies. Then it says they're going to eat their children. That's what people do when they get hungry.
Oh, here we go. Jim Baker. This is Lance Wallen. Right Wing Watch. He's on the Jim Baker show. They're advertising a 440-watt portable fuelless power and a 273-serving food bucket. What happens at day 274?
They come together, $500 for both of those things.
What happens at day 274?
You eat your kid.
What is it? What a random number of meals.
I eat my kid day three.
Right on day three.
I'm done with the bucket day one.
Man, if I have to go in the basement because there's a tornado, I'm eating one of them. Like, that's it. I hear this siren go off. I'm like, Donald Trump evicted white witchcraft from the White House.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what it said. Donald Trump evicted witchcraft from the White House.
He also evicted the black people.
Maybe he got those. Maybe it should have said voodoo.
All right, so this is Jim Baker.
We really need a revolution.
You already had one.
Yeah, you won. You're good.
You guys fucking, are fine.
You were so happy. He didn't even need Viagra for like a week. He was so happy.
Yes.
I'm convinced if we as a church would have stood up, as Lori says it all the time, against taking Bible out of the school, taking
1963, scriptures, the Bible, yep, there
prayer.
Was, right? And I was first grade.
But one woman.
I met
that woman.
1973, Roe versus Wade.
You gave her permission to talk and now you fucked up. Now you're going to have to fight with her to decide who talks for the next 40 seconds.
Oh, God, it's going to be great.
And I asked Jim many times, where was the church? Why didn't the church come together and stand up
they're talking past each other. It's like an episode of Cognitive Dissonance. Jesus.
They all use the Constitution to why they all can march in the street.
Why can they march in the street? No, you just held up a fucking Constitution. You never read it?
No, he didn't.
The fuck, man?
He likes the way it holds in his hand, though.
It's in the first 10 things.
Well, to be fair, they were maybe he doesn't have the amended version.
True. That's true.
Maybe he doesn't have the amended copy. He has version one. Oh, it doesn't have the amendments.
And why they're all able to burn things down. I'm not saying to burn anything down, but they have, they all say, well, our, the Constitution has given us this right. Mm-hmm. Why didn't we say, we're not going to let it happen? We could have stopped it. We really could have stopped it.
What would you do to stop it? People have a right to express their opinion. What was the, what are the church going to go out and control its women, folks?
Because they're showing images right now, and they're talking about the women's march in D.C. Right.
Which was entirely peaceful.
Wait, and he said, go burn it down. Burn what down?
Yeah, they showed a picture that suggests that there was like smoke and shit, like that there was, that there was fires and shit, but the women's march was an entirely peaceful event across all the cities. Yeah. It was there was no arrest.
But they have sold us a bill of goods, and we are peaceful people as Christians. And so we have let them, and it's gotten to the point where the church, honestly, I met too many intelligent people that are on the inside that know if we hadn't had a change of presidents and leadership, the church is already dissolving, but there would have been almost a destruction, total end of the church, or at least it would have been pretty well underground.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I don't have any idea. We started. Let's try to follow the chain of thought.
So I want to start first when I'm saying, like, the church is too nice to stop people from protesting.
He said they're burning shit down. They're marching in the streets. We could have stopped it. We could have stopped it, but we didn't because we're super nice Christians. And if we didn't get a new president, the church, which is dissolving, would have dissolved more faster underground.
Sure. They would have, instead of, it would have been like, you know, like a normal, like Drano, it would have been like a Walter White dissolve.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. You know, right. Just right in the drum.
Right in the drum or in the bathtub. It's,
whatever.
Whatever. However it was.
Spook.
No. Well, you can't stop it, dude. I mean, almost what it feels like he's saying is he's giving Trump sort of, him saying this is telling his church, he's giving Trump approval to be more militant towards protesters, right?
I think he's saying, like, we're not going to do it as Christians, but if you want to beat the shit out of some of them uppity women,
yeah,
I would just turn the other cheek. You know what I mean?
It feels like he's saying, yeah, you know, it's okay that the women go out. Is the women go out and then they go out? Yeah. That's okay.
What else is there embedded in that?
Like, I don't know.
We could have stopped them. How would you have stopped them?
Yeah, I mean, you physically have to stop them from doing it.
I don't understand his points at all.
This year we're in right now. It's time that the church say no. No, you can't take our freedom of speech.
Who is? What? What? Wait, what? Fucking, wait, what?
Our freedom of speech. You're talking about the protesters, right? March on Washington, right?
He's on TV talking. Who's taking his freedom of speech?
You had every opportunity to march
the other way or whatever. Like,
how can we be that dumb that we are in the pulpit? We're supposed to be orators. We're supposed to speak. And we're letting him tell us that we cannot speak the word of God that is the foundation of our ministries and our denominations and everything we stand for. But we let them con us.
You can say whatever you
what
want.
What is he talking about? He's saying it right. He's literally saying it right now.
Say it whenever you want.
How do you go on TV and say, I can't speak?
He does it every time. I know. That's his
shtick is so
gig.
How is it not the most transparent shtick?
What's amazing is that he, no matter what, he's able to spin the dread. He's a dread spinner.
Oh, he is good at it.
And he spins it all the time. Right. And I think that he's this lends it. Himself, he's lending him credit, himself credibility by again appearing like the underdog.
All of this protesting is wonderful for his buy a bucket story.
Absolutely.
Right. This is great. Right. Yeah. This is civil war. This is unrest. Exactly. This is all of this shit. Buy buckets. Yeah.
And I'm just saying, people, Don't sit down. Keep standing. Because I believe God has the harvest coming.
Now, absolutely. Yeah. Do you have a scripture?
And nobody's clapping. It's all canned.
No, none
it's
of those
all
people
canned.
Are
none
camping.
Of these people are clapping. I know. Hold on a minute.
So when you were talking about
not one of them, not one of those old ass, those people's, they're so old, their bones are so brittle.
You at least see one of them moving.
Not a single not motion. A, not a they're single all comatose. Yeah, yeah. They're all like, if you throw a ball at them, they're like one of them grabs the ball. It's like awakened now. Robin Williams comes out. It's a whole thing.
Then Mike, the audience, you just hear beep, beep, beep.
How many oxygen containers are in that audience, do you think? There's so much oxygen you can fucking scuba dive in that thing.
Sounds like a whole room full of Darth Vader.
Now they're saying, if you interview the people that are in Washington, some are saying one thing they're about is about immigration, or it's about taking my rights away, or it's about abortion, or it's about Trump's misogynistic handling of women.
Oh, yeah.
They all had different opinions. Yeah. Now listen to this.
No, they didn't have different opinions. All those stem up to Trump.
Yeah, those are all issues, legitimate issues that people have. Some people are more concerned with one issue than another, but they're concerned generally about this list of horrible shit you just mentioned.
Yeah, all those things have to do with Trump. Yeah. I mean, it's not like
I know.
They're not all worried about the one overarching thing that has all those bad qualities.
Right.
When Paul was in Ephesus, see what I believe is happening is there was a deliverance of the nation from the spirit of witchcraft in the Oval Office. The spirit of witchcraft was in the Oval Office. It was about to intensify to a higher level demon principality.
Fucking what is this? What was that? What was that? It was about to intensify to a higher level demon principality.
Well, he's a demon meteorologist, so he would know.
Like,
we had a cold front came in.
Jesus, did it kill an orc and it went up to like level 12 or
exactly,
whatever?
Yeah. No, he used a Vorpal weapon.
Jesus Christ.
Demon. Yeah.
I was just at this quiz. No, why am I getting blamed for
Harold
everything?
The four. What's my saving throw against demonic principalities?
Jesus Christ, did you guys hear that?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This story is from Right Wing Watch. This is Alex Jones. Lady Gaga is the goddess of Satan.
Wait,
now
hold on. Wait, yeah,
no,
wait.
What?
The goddess of Satan?
The goddess of Satan. The goddess of Satan. Let me say it for you. The goddess of Satan. Satan. Hold on. Let me break it down. I got you, buddy.
Monotheism.
I got
your monotheism is blowing my mind right now.
I got you, buddy.
This monotheism.
Christianity.
Mono.
Is a monotheistic religion.
Right.
That has one God.
One God.
And then God's son, who's also God. Uh-huh. And then a ghost.
And then a ghost.
That's also God.
That's also God.
And then there's Satan.
Who's also a God.
And then there's Lady Gaga.
who is also a Gaga.
That's Jess. She's also a Gaga.
Yeah.
And she is in a bad romance with.
And then she calls God on the telephone.
Now. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so
he's outside recording because he's a fucking man of the people. So it's going to be a shit recording.
It's not going to be great. And we're not going to listen to the whole thing. I just want to hear his idea of what happened at the Super Bowl halftime show when Lady Gaga came out as the Riddler. It's your outfit?
No.
Oh, it's great. Her outfit, she has like a sparkly Riddler outfit on, and it's kind of spiky. So she just looks like a villain. She looks like a super villain.
Oh, that's awesome.
And when she jumped, it was actually really cool because she jumps, she's on a wire and she jumps off the like building and then floats down onto the stage. I thought when they first start showing it, they're showing her standing up on this big edge and they're showing the city behind her. I thought, my first thought was that must be a green screen or something behind her. On stage and they've green screened the city or something. And that's what we're seeing. And so then when that's going to disappear in a second. She really jumped off a thing and then like floated down. I was like,
off like the domey?
God, isn't
machine
that how like fucking one
at?
Of the wrestlers died a long time ago in one of the WWE things? One of the wrestlers died that
did
way.
Did he?
Yeah, it was like a fly system or whatever. He jumped and fell to his death in front of all the whole crowd. One of the Ortons died that way.
They should have done a better job with the fly system. He didn't fly.
He got DDT'd. Call out the Undertaker.
He hits the ground and the ref like immediately jumps on. It's like boom, boom, boom.
All right, so this is Alex Jones. Lady Gaga is the goddess of Satan. I still don't get that. All right.
You can't.
Now we hear about Lady Gaga, who admittedly was part of the whole Pizzagate situation with the spirit cooking lady.
Admittedly, she was part of the Pizzagate.
Didn't he step away from the Pizzagate thing? We heard a bunch of shit about him, like, stepping away from it. Clearly, he's not.
No, and on Rogan, he sort of backed up and down and spun around that whole situation.
Did he say that people are
He said he was
kids?
Misquoted and that there's still these massive pedophile rings. And he said there's all that shit in the emails. And then fucking Rogan and his team of goofballs look it up and they're like, oh yeah, we see it. Like, where's my 60,000 hot dogs or whatever it is? And like, yeah, they play right into all of it. They play right into all of it on that interview.
Do they really?
They do. And they verify all of his facts, like live. Rogan like questions him. Somebody, yeah, I'm totally not kidding. Rogan questions him and it's like, come on, really? Where's the evidence? And then his guy, like Eric, whatever the fuck, is like, yeah, it's like right here. And it calls something up on the screen. And then Rogan's like, oh, I guess I can see it. It's verified. So who knows what they're finding, right?
Right. I know. But like at the same time, it's like, okay, let's say that this thing says, where's my 60,000 hot dogs? How do you know it means kids? Like, you had that requires the operation of someone else's mind or at least a fucking code book, right? Not a code book made up online by someone else.
That's not proof.
That's just an email.
It's not. But like these are guys that like they have that conspiracy theorist mindset, right? Where they find things, they go aberration hunting. And then they find things and they decide that, you know, if A equals C, then C equals Z, right?
That is just irresponsible on Rogan's part.
He is terribly irresponsible. I tried to listen to the episode. It's like fucking 13 hours long or something because all of his fucking podcasts are 6 years long. Yeah. I couldn't make
it. How does he not get up and pee during the middle of that?
Alex Jones does in the middle of the interview. He's like, I gotta go piss. He's like, all right, go piss. And he goes, pisses, and fucking Rogan and Eric are chit-chatting. And while he's pissing, he doesn't edit any of this out. And then he comes back and it's a fucking disaster. It's the credulous meets the conspiracy theorist. It's a total nightmare. It is a podcast that simply cannot be listened to.
It's crazy to me that he would just look it up and be like, yeah, what you said is confirmed. He may be saying what's in an email, but that doesn't mean that the fucking code is confirmed.
The Aleister Crowley events, she admits she has to sleep in her room with her at night because she believes a demon's going to attack her.
Why the fuck would a demon? She's a goddess of Satan. Why the fuck would a demon attack her?
You're ahead of yourself.
Jesus, what a fucking... A demon would be like, hey, I'll get you a fucking iced tea. Like, what the fuck?
Let me get you an Arnold. I'll bring in Arnold Palmer.
Can I rub your feet or whatever? Like, what is it? Like, what the fuck? The demon would be on her side.
I love it. That's why she has someone sleep with her. Like, lots of people sleep with people. People just generally like that.
Whether you believe in demons or not, when she wears meat suits and you know, does all these rituals, and Madonna does it too, the organizers of the Super Bowl are deciding to defile America and break our will by having us bow down to this. And she's reportedly going to be on top of the Super Bowl. They're saying she may cancel doing this. On top of the stadium, ruling over everyone with drones everywhere, surveilling them in a big swarm.
Here's a fucking news flash. There's a fucking million cameras there. It's the Super Bowl. They're already surveilling the audience, you fucking fool. There's a trillion cameras. There's 25 camera angles every single play in the Super Bowl.
I love the idea that because she's on top, she's ruling over them. Like, you're down there on the fucking kiss camera. Like, I gotta fuck you now because Lady Gaga's on top of us. Like, what? What?
Oh, what a dumb fucking thing to say. And, you know, the thing is like fucking Alex Jones is making it seem like it's a big deal that she's eccentric and she, you know, wears a meat suit. She's an artist.
Your job is to be eccentric and push boundaries.
God, it's so fucking boring when they're like, oh, she wore a meat suit, so she's evil. No, she did it just to fucking, so people would like you would fucking talk about it.
Exactly. Right. It's provocative to you.
To just condition them that I am the goddess of Satan ruling over you with the rise of the robots in a ritual of lesser magic.
The rise of the robots? The rise of the robots? Lady Gaga is the goddess of Satan and she's ruling over us with the rise of the robots.
We're living in a fucking Godzilla movie, dude. Fucking
beep, bop, beep, bop.
Gojira.
Danger, Lady Gaga. Danger, Lady Gaga.
I would do that around Lady Gaga. I would snap
you
my...
You get the grabby hands?
I would get the grabby hands. Yeah. Well, that's why I have that restraint.
That's one of the reasons.
They have to tell you what they're planning in the future. So they're saying, the rise of the machines is here. You are broken. You are fallen. And I squat on top of you and basically piss all over you.
Here's the thing, though. Lady Gaga, I think a lot of people would raise their hand and be like, that's cool. Yeah,
squat. It's all go ahead good. And squat on me.
Yeah, no, I really don't care what comes out, actually. Yeah,
whatever. Do you even squat, bro?
Just like when at the Hillary event, she wore the clear Nazi pure black uniform with the SS hat and the red insignia to, again, flaunt it, rub it in, dominate you, and say, I am the dark one, I am the beast.
Is there a fucking hurricane going on?
Why would you record this in the middle of a fucking windstorm?
It's a fucking...
What is? Why would you do this?
It's like he's standing next to a train.
It's like he's standing on a train.
Like next to a train where church bells are going off.
Remember that guy? That came out of
all explosions are happening. They're by a place. They're like by a quarry. Like it's amazing. So we want to thank our patrons, our newest patrons, of course. We want to thank Applesauce, M, Robert, Jake, Daniel Charles, Pamela, Patrick, Ringing Rocks Ranch, Jamil, Teresa, and Evan. Thanks so much for your generous donations. We really do appreciate it. You're the reason Glory Hole Studio exists, so thank you so much. We got a message from Steven. This is a Pastor Manning bumper.
Manning, he's a hypocrite. Manning. His rectum's full of shit, but no life up there. And his latte spiked with semen.
The rectum!
I like how that ended.
That's a good ending.
I like that.
It's good.
If we ever have... If Pastor Manning does anything goofy in the future, I'll be sure to use it.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
He disappeared.
He's actually anti-Trump, I thought.
He's anti-everybody, though.
But I thought I saw him, like, really, like, going off on Trump. I don't know why he would be anti-Trump, though. Is he, like, a Ted Cruz fan?
I'm not sure who he... I don't think he likes anyone. I think his job is just dislike shit.
We have a Alex Jones arranged DuckTales theme.
Oh, it's great.
For you.
I think this is great.
Solve a mystery or rewrite history.
Chemtrails. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Chemtrails.
Gay bomb.
Yep, that's it.
Chemtrails.
They got stuff that'll turn the freaking frogs gay.
Then again, you say, freaking God's gay. Gay bomb. It's a gay bomb, baby. Chemtrails.
That's it. I'm going to put the link on this episode show notes. I love that.
I think it's great. Yeah. And it kind of made me miss DuckTales. Chemtrails.
So we're going to put a link to this on this episode show notes.
I love
there's
this.
There's a famous meme of a laughing Mexican guy who's talking about something and they always put subtitles on it. Somebody did it to the wall that Trump is building.
It's so funny.
And it's very funny. Not only is the guy's laugh funny, but also the way it's written out coincides so well with how he reacts. It's actually very, very funny.
I love it. Yeah, I was funny. Cracking up. It's I thought this funny. Was great.
Thanks, Mary, for sending in. We're going to put a link on this week's show notes. It takes you to a Facebook page. Got a message from Damien, and he says, the rule about not insulting another senator on the floor isn't a dumb rule like you said on the show. The rule exists to keep discussion on topic at hand and not devolve into name calling. I still think it's a silly rule. I disagree. I think it's a silly rule. I think it's these people, I understand it shouldn't devolve into name calling, but the problem is when that rule exists, they will exploit that rule whenever they think they can and they have control of the House. So both sides can do this and exploit that rule and shut someone up. They can censor someone because all they have to do is say, I think you're stepping on this rule. And then they have a vote. And it's not that there's an objective way to decide whether or not it's a name calling. It's whether or not half the group there thinks it's name calling. That's how they decide.
Yeah, I think this whole thing is goofy. Like, colleagues can just act professionally. You don't have to have an arcane system of rules about who can call who a duty head, yeah. Right? That's not how the rest of the world works.
And that wasn't what happened. And I know you mentioned this in your email. That wasn't what happened there. She was quoting letters.
Right.
And you even say that they abuse the rule. But the problem is, I think that they can abuse that rule at will as long as they have control.
Sure. Right.
And so anytime anybody says anything, and then specifically in a time when you're vetting someone for a job, to say whether or not they are competent at that job is sort of relevant to the conversation.
Only entirely.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We got a message. We got a bunch of messages about riots and things that happen during protests. A lot of people conflated our views with Ishmael's views last week, which is fine. I just, you know, I think that people weren't discriminating on what Ishmael's views were based on our views. I disagree with Ishmael fundamentally on a lot of things, but when he comes on the show, I'm not going to argue with him.
It's
not a debate show. So I'm just going to have a conversation with him, and I may push back here and there, but I'm not looking to argue him out of his position.
We're here to make jokes.
Yeah. We're here to make jokes and kid around and also find out what his position is. Right.
Right.
You were exposed last week to a position that I think is very different from ours, and you survived.
I didn't.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're still here. You know, it's funny because a lot of people really get upset when they hear an alternate position and they think, oh my God, why didn't you push back? And it's like, well, that's his opinion. Like, I don't care. I'm not going to try to argue him out of his position. I don't care what he thinks. Like, right. I mean, I do care what he thinks because I like him, but I don't want to argue him out of what he thinks. That's not up to me.
Yeah. And Ishmael and I don't agree at all. On the use of violence, for example, we disagree fundamentally on that. But in case you didn't notice, the pillow hands conversation was reasonably lighthearted.
Like, yeah,
that
exactly.
was a silly, fun conversation wherein we criticized the technique of the puncher more than we did get into the meat of the issue.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do here.
Yeah.
Like, this is a fundamentally silly show. Yeah.
We got a message, though, a bunch of messages about destruction of property. And Christian writes in and says the whole point of protests is and such is to get people in power to listen to you. You start with a vote, then the politician breaks their promises, then you move onto a petition, then it gets ignored, then rallies, still ignored, massive protests, still ignored. At this point, when the government, which is supposed to rule for the people, what's left? All normal channels and escalation have been used, so escalate again. Set dumpster fires and smash a window. If they only care about themselves and their property, destroy their property. Last resort, outright violence. What people don't understand when they say this sort of thing and when they get into this conversation, and this happens all the time whenever you mention, you say, I'm against violent protests. And I say this all the time. I'm against violent protests. I don't like violent protests. I think it's a bad idea. And people will say, well, you know, the Tea Party, the original, not the fucking Tea Party from like five years ago.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, the Tea Party, when they threw all the tea into the Boston Harbor or whatever, when they threw all that tea in, wherever the fuck it was, I don't even know.
It was It was 200 years ago in a world that doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
right?
They'll use that as an example. They'll say, this is the exact, you know, violent protest is necessary sometimes. And I'll say, yeah, if you're going to use the Tea Party as your example, sure. Violent protest is necessary when you have a monarchy that is oppressing you from across an ocean. Sure. It's fucking absolutely necessary at that point. But what people don't understand is when you look at what's happening today and you say, okay, well, we voted and they didn't listen. And then they did this and they didn't listen. They didn't listen. They didn't listen. If you're going to go to that next level and you're going to say, okay, well, we're going to go to violence now. You can't go back down. You can't de-escalate from the violence, right? Because nobody's going to take you seriously the moment you go smash windows and burn dumpsters and break shit. And then you come back and say, you know what? I'd really like to talk about it now. Nobody's going to want to have that fucking conversation with you after you've already delegitimized everything by stepping past it. Once you escalate to violence, the next thing is violent overthrow of the government. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants the violent overthrow of the government. That's a really bad idea. There's plenty of channels that we can still work through. So we got a message from Rudari.
We did. And I just want to say, Evan, feed the fucking cats for fuck's sake.
We got a message. This is from Mark. And Mark explained to us that that the Republicans did some obstruction on Obama during the Obama presidency. Both Republicans and Democrats have increasingly used parliamentary procedures to push their agenda over bipartisan agreement. And I think that's very accurate. He wrote a long email, sent some links about what's going on in government. And I really do feel like, you know, we are in a time now where there's a lot of stalling tactics.
Feels like they both are just more than happy to use whatever parliamentary procedures are necessary to slow down any kind of governing.
Yeah.
That takes place, right? Like, it's just, we're at a place where we don't make decisions, we stall decisions. And yeah. It is intensely frustrating.
It really is. We got a message. This is from Tim, and Tim made a song for us.
He did.
So we're going to play this song.
Thank you, Tim.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Trump. His mind is sick, he has no dick, yet his daughters he'd like to hum. Go fuck yourselves, America, for electing such a cunt. His tiny hands keep signing on. Glory, glory, holy Trump hand. Glory, glory, holy Trump hand. Glory, glory, holy Trump hand. His tiny hands keep signing.
We want to thank, before we go today, we want to thank several people. First, we would like to thank Elsa for sending in a crocheted cock.
Yeah, I guess we'll say thank
that's
you.
That's what Gary has in his hand now. Gary's got a black cock in his hand. So we want to thank her. She also sent in a toothpaste called Vegemite, which should be...
It's never going to ever be consumed.
Huh? Toothpaste, huh?
Good. It looks disgusting.
Nice. Okay, well, that's... Maybe it's cavity fighting.
It's for you, Cecil. It's for you.
We also got a whole bunch of vagina hats that I'm going to give away from Dorothy. So, Dorothy, thank you so much. My wife's going to be the proud owner of one of these, and I think she's going to give some to her friends. So thank you very much, Dorothy, for sending those in. We also got our favorite sign of all time, Tom. We're going to hang it on the door in Glory Hole Studios.
It's beautiful.
We talked about it when we went to Cracker Barrel years ago.
Oh, God.
Somehow
we lost it when we saw that.
Somehow
sign.
It passed the boardroom where they said, you know what we should do is make a whale cutout make a whale cutout. And on it, we should just say whale cum. Someone sent us a whale cum sign, which I cannot wait to hang on the door.
It's so amazing.
It is so amazing. Thank you so much. I don't know who it was because the name on it was scratched off from the thing. So I'm not sure who sent that.
But whoever sent it, thank you.
Thank it's you, Batman. Awesome. Thank you. You're the hero we need. That's going to wrap it up for this week. We are going to have Marshawn, hopefully, next week. We're going to be talking to him Sunday before our live stream, which will have happened yesterday. But you can watch on live stream or on YouTube. I think at this point I will have had it on YouTube. So you can watch the hour live stream that we put on. We'll probably also link it on Patreon. So if you're a patron supporter, you can check it out there. It'll probably be on both of our social medias as well. So,
indeed.
So you can check out the link to that live stream. If you watch it on live stream, you can on your mobile device, you don't actually have to watch it on live stream. You can just like I do, you could just listen to it, close the window, you know, set your lock screen or whatever, and just listen to it on live stream. But I don't think you can do that on YouTube without paying for it. But you can check us out. We're going to be doing a live stream. We're probably going to be at this point right now. It's our plan to cover Trump's press conference that he just had.
Oh, it was
today. So we're going to hopefully cover that on Sunday. And then we will have Marshawn next week as an interview. We're going to be talking about fake news and bad PR with Marsh from the Merseyside Skeptics. So that should be pretty great. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptics Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.